it wouldn't be the Crunch Time Tool Shed if it wasn't for the proprietor and my new favorite baseball analyst.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
The best analyst in the history of history. All right, let's start Washington Nationals third base coach Bob Henley. I liked him better when he was drummer for the Eagles. Oh, that's Don Henley. Either way, you're at third base. The ball's hit to left field. I mean, that's your side of the field. Jason Worth is coming at you. The whole play is in front of you. It's like better than high def and super slow-mo. If you shot Worth out of a cannon from 30, still out by 15 feet. And something I haven't heard, you're playing on the lead. Why gamble? You've got a pitcher on the ropes, a young guy, second and third, chance to do some damage, a 19-year-old on the hill. See if he's rattled, but no, season over. Los Angeles Clipper forward, Paul Pierce. You know what people need to do more? Whine about Kevin Durant leaving OKC for the Bay Area. I haven't heard that. Have you guys heard that since he signed? So he left as a free agent from the Thunder to the Dubs. Another one talking about what he did or might have done if, like, you know, we had that Doc Brown time machine and can change history. He talks about being a competitor. And, of course, the moronic statement we hear, you didn't see Bird leaving the play with Magic. You mean when there was no free agency and both guys were on teams that contended every year, surrounded by multiple Hall of Famers with not one single reason to even remotely consider leaving? Because there were no better situations? Makes perfect sense. Said no one who has a clue about what they're talking about. And finally, I know this is a common theme here, but I'm going to go Tim Tebow. Look, I get the whole pursue your dreams. Stop acting like this is not a rich guy playing the entitlement card, getting an opportunity he has not earned in a complete and total publicity grab. Bought and paid for by Adidas. He hasn't gotten a hit in the Arizona Instructional League. Scouts are raking him over the coals. You know why? He doesn't belong there. He looks like he paid for a spot in a fantasy camp, running into the outfield wall, not even getting a whiff of quality instructional league pitches. Keith Law, ESPN, they don't even get up in the morning without checking on Tebow. Use the term farce and imposter. Do the right thing, Timmy. I mean, I think most people really want to like this guy. Just walk away, head for the SEC broadcast booth, and just be done with it. All right. Because I'm selfish and none of these are really crimes against humanity and he may have cost me my parlay, I'm going with Bob Henley, the third base coach. Coach? Hey, coach. I was my coach. We're at the reunion. I'm really drunk.
Seriously, I'm the third base coach for the Nationals. No, seriously.
All right. Well, that would be an understandable excuse. Uh-huh. He was plastered. Of course, only a drunk idiot would send Worth on that play. So let's induct Bob Henley. This is like one of those tool shed light when you consider we've had like Art Briles and some of the slime of the world. So this is actually like a bi-week tool shed where, not so much to get up in arms about around the world of sports. I love this bye, and with that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
And another thing, Bob Henley, Boys of Summer was not that good a song as far as a solo effort.